All right, now we're ready to go. The lesson I was wanting to speak on this morning is looking to nature to learn from nature. We're pointed several times back in the Bible. I know a couple times that stand out is in Proverbs, to start with, chapter 6, verses 6 through 11. We see that it says, "Go to the ant, O slugger, observe her ways and be wise, which have no chief officer or ruler, prepares her food in the summer and gathers her provisions in the harvest." It says, "How long will you lie down, O slugger? When will you arise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. Your poverty will come in like a vagabond, and your need like an armed man." So we can see there that this is Solomon was directing someone who was just laying around, telling them they need to be more like the ant. They need to prepare ahead of time. So he's telling him to look back at the way that nature takes care of itself. They don't have the soul that we have, but it's ingrained to them from God to prepare, to be ready for the hard times, to prepare in when it's you have many or the excess to actually take and be ready for what is coming. Then also, Jesus says to look at the birds and consider the lilies. And that comes out of Matthew 6, verses 26 and 28. He tells us to look back or to look at what's going on around us to see this. And starting off in verse 20 says, get this ready so I'm not waiting on it. It says, "Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth more than they? And you who of you by being worried can add a single hour to your life? And why are you worried about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin." So once again, he's telling us that we don't need to worry, but we do need to be prepared. He's going to take care of us, but we need to take our time and prepare. But by looking at nature, you can also see, I'm not sure if anybody, I think we've heard something about this before, but for geese, does anybody know why they actually fly in a V? They fly in a V to help each other out. That lead goose is actually up there, and as it flaps its wings, it throws an updraft for the ones behind it. It actually helps it out its fellow geese that are behind him. So also you have that, but then what's all the honking? That's encouraging the one in front. That's giving them the encouragement to take and keep going. Do your best. Do everything you can to go farther. And if they fly in that V, the ones behind it have less resistance. The one in front takes most of the resistance, and it will fly as far as it can. And when it gets tired, it will drop out. And then another one will come up, take its place, and then it will fall back in formation. When they come out of formation, they feel the full drag of the wind. They can't move as well, which we need to kind of learn that if we take and stay in formation, so to speak, if we stay in line and be with others, others will help us. We can take and follow their lead to help go along the straight path. We also can take and learn that we need to take and remember that don't just take and go, "Well, they're doing a great job. They're doing a great job. I'm going to keep this. I'm not going to tell them they're doing a great job." That's what we need to remember. You need to take and encourage others. Don't take and give them. Remember to start honking, I guess is the easiest way to say it. Tell somebody they're doing a good job. They're doing what they need to be doing. They're going to heaven. They're doing the right thing. It's so easy to get broke down, to take and wear yourself out. And remember that just because one person has been in the lead and they've been leading for so long and they've been doing a great job, they might get a little weak at times. They may get tired. And so somebody needs to be able to take and step up, help them out, give them the encouragement they need, take the lead for a little bit, give them the time to refurbish them or to gain their energy back, to gain their zeal back for the Lord. Because we all know that the world is out there and it's trying to take and break us down. And that comes from all sorts of manners. It can come, sometimes it comes from our own family, not meaning to, but sometimes our own family, just the worries of taking care of the family will take and drain us so much that we can't hardly deal with our normal daily lives ourselves. But it can come from all sorts of things. It can come from the TV, the radio advertisements, just anything to take and turn our focus from the Lord. So we need to remember to take and go to or to group together with fellow Christians, just like we are here this morning, to gain encouragement from each other, to take and be able to, and know that we can rely on the people that are here. And that doesn't just mean on Sunday. I mean, I really hope that everybody would know that if you're having a rough day on Monday afternoon, if you're having a rough day at Monday at midnight, if you need to talk, call me. I'll be happy to talk to you. I'll be happy to meet with you. I don't sleep anyway. I get about three or four hours of sleep a night, so that's all that works. But anytime that somebody has a problem, call. Be willing to call someone to help talk you through your problems, to help you feel better about what's going on, so you're not trying to do it on your own. And that's the way the geese do it. Just like with the wolves. Also, you can see them. They actually take, and when they go out and hunt, they hunt as a pack. Why? Because it's easier. When you take, and if you're trying to take down a 1,500-pound animal and you weigh 200, it's hard to do. If you go out and you've got 7 or 8 of these 200-pound wolves and they jump on an elk or something and take it down, it's so much easier. So it's easier to do as a group. It's easier to get where you're going as a group. You need to take and have that support. And then also, the wolves take turns helping with the children. They don't just take and say, okay, the mom's here, mom's got to feed them, mom's got to take care of them, mom's got to care for them. They actually bring the wolf cubs up into the pack, and then they learn from the whole pack. The kids, yes, the parents teach them the most, but they also learn respect and everything else from the whole pack. So then they take and come into the pack knowing what their responsibilities are. They know what they are expected to do because of that. And I know that it's hard sometimes to take and discipline someone else's child. That's one of those things that some people, if my child's getting out of hand, please tell them what they're doing wrong. Keep them straight. Other people, not so much. Some people don't, well, I'm the parent, I'm going to take care of it. So there's an issue there. But the kids, they don't know what they're doing wrong if they're not told. I mean, you don't grow up, you don't come out of the womb going, I know exactly what I need to do, I know exactly where I need to be, and I'm fine. A child has to learn. You have to smack their hands from time to time, tell them not to stick their finger in a light socket. I mean, or not to take and throw their toys at their brothers. Don't throw a baseball at your sister's head. I mean, that's things that they have to be taught. Tristan's looking around going, I don't know what you're talking about. This is from past experience. This isn't pointed towards anyone. But we do need to remember that there is a benefit of being in the group, to being in formation, to take and learn from each other. I mean, there's knowledge here that we can all learn from. I mean, you have people who have been Christians for 25, 50 years, 60 years. I mean, we have people who have the knowledge that, I need to stay closer. There's people who have that knowledge that have been Christians for so many years who have seen issues that we've seen, that we just need to learn to go to them and ask them, I've got problems. How can I, have you got any ideas how I can do this? I'm having an issue with a person at work. How to just talk it out. That makes it so much easier on ourselves, on everyone else. We also can learn that with geese, something that they do, and this is something I didn't realize, was if one of them becomes injured and it drops out of the flock, it doesn't drop out by itself. Two to three others will drop back with that goose, go to the ground, even if it's shot, if it's just something happened and its wings hurting. But if it goes to the ground, it will take others. Others will drop out with it. It's not asked to. They don't ask, go back and say, hey, can you stay with me? But as that goose drops out and goes away, then these other geese drop down with it to protect it, to nourish it, and to take and edify it, to build it back up, to keep it from, to do all they can to bring it back to full health, to take and get up so it can go back, get it, and go along its journey. As Christians, we need to be able to do that as well. If we see that somebody is struggling, we need to be able to take and back up and say, hey, come on. Come up, get up here with me. I mean, you need help? What can I do with you? Not the point that you're going to take and try and make yourself feel better, but you don't want anyone to lose. You don't want anybody to lose out on what the future is. We all know our future is so glorious that we can't even come up with what we need to do. I mean, it can't be explained. And we don't want anyone to miss out on that future. We don't want anyone not to be there. So just take the time as we're doing, going about our daily lives. If we see somebody struggling, do what we can. Because it's easier to get there as a group than it is by one person. The goose, when it's flying in formation, can go 71% farther in that formation than what it can if it takes off by itself. So if they know this, if this is something that they have been, that's ingrained in them, that God gave them, then we need to learn from that. That as a whole, we are so much stronger. It is so much easier to defeat Satan when you've got five or six people around you fighting with you, not just allowing you take it all on your own. And I know I'm probably one of the worst. My wife will agree with it. I don't tell her when something's wrong. If I've got something bothering me, it's okay. I clam up. I know it. Because I don't want to worry her. I don't want to worry other people. But we need to be able to share. And it's just one thing that as humans that we need to learn to do. We need to be able to take and share our trials, our tribulations as well. And not look at it that, oh, I messed up and I'm horrible. Look at it that, oh, I messed up. But thank God, Jesus came to this earth to save me. Because without that, then I got nothing. And to realize that there are others who do want me there, that want to take and see me help, get the help that I need. But there are people that want to see you get the help you need as well. And any time that we need to help, we need to be able to ask. Now, are you going to help somebody who just lays down on the ground and says, "Oh, I'm out of food. Oh, I'm out of food. Oh, I can't clothe myself"? To start with, yes, I will. I got a soft heart. But if someone is trying to help themselves, the best thing we can do is help them, bring them up, give them the support they need to help to strive and to learn to be more like Christ, to take and get their life better so that they will take and have the opportunity of joys in heaven. And that's what we're here for. That's why we do what we do. Like I said, we can learn several things from in this world. We can learn from God. God put it in the nature of the beast, so to speak. We've got the beast of the earth that he has ingrained in them how to take care of each other. And unfortunately, as humans, some people have lost that. It's not about taking care of others. It's taking care of number one. And we need to take and learn from nature that God is great and that he wants us to help each other. He doesn't want us to take and sit here and break down everybody that we see just so I feel better. Because it's not about me feeling better. It's about you feeling better. I hope that this has been a lesson that somebody can, that you can enjoy, that you've been able to gain something from it. And if at this time that anyone needs any help with the congregation, if they need prayers, or if they wish to be baptized, I wish they'd come forward now as we stand and sing the invitation song.